This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
No, stop the intro. I'm breaking into the intro. This is big news. Michael, this never happened before. I got to break into the intro of ENN.
What happened?
Which is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and come get some. Michael, Don is in serious trouble. The bottle is now 94% full, maybe 95% full, and he has nearly half a sheet of cardboard to get in there.
No, it's not that much. It's close, though.
I'm going on my life.
We're going to go and show the camera as soon as I get these ripped pieces into the bottle. But because it's my hands are killing me. I've been doing this literally since 3 o'clock. The start of the show, 3 hours.
I'm going live.
So my pieces might be a little bigger than they really should be.
We don't want to hear about how big your piece is. We're going on live. I'm on Rosenberg Radio right now to show you the over the top angle of what this looks like. But Michael, Don, can you hold the bottle up for the camera too?
All right.
I'm on Rosenberg Radio. It now almost appears to be completely full.
Yeah. Right.
I doubted this all day yesterday. People said I was wrong. Maybe he makes it work, but it's not that easy.
And maybe it's a matter of what, you know, Don's saying is that he was so confident, overconfident.
Right.
That he started getting lazy with the size of the pieces.
Because you can't go back in.
No. When it's in, it's in.
But I'm still very confident because...
How are you very confident? It's up to the top.
These aren't shards of glass. There is give in the cardboard, so...
But even... You have to be able to close this.
I've got to be able to put the cap on the bottle. That's the goal.
That was part of it?
Yes.
Oh, my.
This is incredibly dramatic. And in fact, we're going to have to bump... I might have to bump stories, Michael, and just do 22 minutes of Don shoving cardboard. Because I don't see... You know what, Don? I'm going to go further. I think we're going to call this within 5 minutes,
all right,
Michael.
This is where we're at, and this is what we have left. So,
and your fingers are probably aching, too.
Oh, they're killing me.
How did your dad do this every Friday?
I don't know, man. The guy was just a wunderkind, I guess. I don't know what it was about the man. Here's where I'm underestimated, is that it was going to take as long as it took. Because I can't imagine we sat there after we ate the pizza for 3 hours. Maybe we did. I don't know. Time was maybe different then. But
was different then, Peter. It was
First of all, Michael, we already know the time zones were different then, and now we know time was different. Period.
But I just think that how we ingested time. I guess I don't know. Time.
I'm on Rosenberg Radio Instagram Live. Jared says there's no shot. Matt says it's not what you want.
Oh, listen.
Jose says, let's go, Don. Saber says, come on, Don.
All right, so.
Michael says, I told you so.
My pizza never hurt nobody, says, about with the time, not understanding about it, it says, because you were high, Don.
Believe me, if I was high in front of my dad,
he'd be risking
life. I wouldn't
be
here right now.
Best show in sports, says, says Izzy.
Wow.
SK Narnane says, you made me pull over to watch this.
All right,
Flack 75 says, Don, you got this. I'm telling you, he has no room left. Now, Michael, Michael, is he allowed to stick a pen in, like, to try to jam
this
just
further? My finger.
No, Mr. LaGreca didn't do that.
No, my father was not using a pen.
By the way,
this is the bottle. And this is what's left.
Oh, my God. This is... It can't happen.
It's the state of Wisconsin.
You can't do it. And by the way, people are crowding in from other studios to watch through the glass.
This can't happen. It was so ballyhooed that it was going to be easy. Obviously, it's not easy.
This is...
It doesn't look like it's going to be done.
This is the 21st century version of people gathered around the electronics store through the window.
Mike Richardson,
watching the moon landing.
Mike Richardson is watching you in Trader Joe's right now. Ron says, you got this, Don.
He got this.
I got it, baby. It's going to happen. There's some given cardboard, I'm telling you.
NJAM730 says, plenty of empty space there to pack it down.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree. I'm not seeing a lot of space to pack it.
There,
and remember, his finger can only reach so far.
Yeah, because I got sausage fingers.
Danny Ice says, let's go with Don. Peter, can you give my fiance a shout out on TMKS ESPN for our wedding?
No. That's
very topical.
No.
She, yes, Zach, shout out to your fiance. Yes. She sounds like a great lady. Wow, this is going to be intense. I guess I'll try to move on and do a story, but yeah. I mean...
It's hard to pay attention to anything
else. I know. We have 734 right. people here's, watching here's right down. Now on Instagram Live on Rosenberg Radio.
I felt good about that pack down.
How much did he gain there from the pack? Don, that pack down... Michael, the pack down that he just got,
yeah.
it's still up to the actual lip where you screw the top
right,
on.
It's right there. My God.
He's not going to be able to do it.
Oh, my God.
This is really intense. Michael, you know what? I think I'm in the situation here. Oh, even Brouncher is...
Yeah, there are people gathered in the studio watching
Brouncher
right
just
now.
Heard there was free food.
Yeah, well, Brouncher, no. Brouncher heard there was the ice cream cake from earlier,
he
so he's
back.
Take
in some of the... No, he didn't partake in any of the soda.
Really?
To get rid of it. Yeah, believe it or not.
Now, you know what? I'm in the position of being here, Michael.
What's that?
I'm in the position of being the news outlet who first makes the call.
That's right.
This is
because if I make the call that it's over, then all of a sudden we see that check go up on the screen. You know, Wisconsin has gone for LaGreca. That's
yeah, this is
so you're Kornacki right now.
I'm Kornacki essentially. Let me take a look.
You're the guy that was watching the Hindenburg blow up. All right, this is what's left. This is the room. Let's give a pack down. See, there's still some room where you pack it down, and there's only this left. I think it's happening, guys. I'm confident.
Is it New Hampshire now?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I need it to be Rhode Island.
This is...
Yeah, you're not fitting that, Don. No way.
You don't... Oh, you're seeing right now?
Yeah. There's no way you're getting that in.
Not to mention, we're almost at 1,000 viewers here on Rosenberg Radio. Give me a follow while you're there.
Yeah, what are you doing?
This is the kind of content. Mr. C is here watching. A legendary hip-hop DJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mr. C's in on this. Many greats and near greats. Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to try to get to a story here.
Why don't you do some good evenings while we get up?
All right.
Yeah,
you know what?
That could kill some time. There.
All right. I'll do some good evenings. Oh, DJ Trackstar is here. He goes, DJ Trackstar doesn't live here. He goes, WTF am I watching? Well, Trackstar, who's the great DJ, he was just on Steve Colbert 2 nights ago performing with Killer Mike, who just won some Grammys. What you're watching, Trackstar, is a grown man try to shove an entire pizza box into a 2-liter soda bottle, and it's getting very close.
Jam it up.
Yeah, jam it up is right. Let's say good evening to myself and Michael. Michael, how is 60?
Suck.
I like that in stereo.
And good evening to Don.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
Clean day.
And good evening to Don.
The front lip is gone and the side lip has this much left.
All right. 1,100 people watching Don shove cardboard into a bottle is amazing.
It's a great country.
Good evening to Don.
Bike down, goalie boy.
And good evening to myself. It looks bigger and more intimidating in person. And to myself, big poo-poo. That's got that. I'll tell you what, Don. That could have legs. Big poo poo.
Oh my God.
Good evening to Terry.
Can't do it. I can hear. I
nature
can hear it
called,
in his voice.
And I had to go take a dump. Guess what? I got to get on my bike and go.
All right, guys.
Did you hear the resignation in his voice?
I did. I think it's. Hold on. Let me see if I'm ready to make a call.
It's not. Kornacki, call it.
See if I'm ready. I still think there's some give.
I'm gonna wait here, and I'm gonna see if he pushes it down again.
All right. Let me just get this grouping in.
I'm going to see, because Michael, we're almost literally, Michael, you know how when you twist on the cap, there's the little piece of plastic that stays wrapped? It's almost up to where that is, right?
Wow.
I just have to gather these up, and then you'll see the give. I'll give it a little push.
So here he is. This is how small the pieces are.
All right.
He's putting them in.
See, now it's the same, so I think we're good.
No, hold on, he's going to push it down again.
All right, what do you think?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to give you another update here in just a second after I carve up these pieces. But this is a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
By the way, Michael, Don is definitely 100%. Get one of your Steves on the phone because he has carpal tunnel.
He is exhausted. You can hear it.
Oh, my God.
He's about to pass out. His hands are shaking and red. I think he may have developed the condition known as hot dog fingers. We're over 1,200 people watching online.
This is where we're at right now. And we just, I don't want any stone unturned here. This is what's left. Can we do it?
Michael, I can't call it. I unfortunately cannot call this.
But he's right at the top.
I can't get any more in. I know, but when he shoves it down, he creates enough space that...
But there's a lot of... pizza box still left.
And not only that, how about this? Don has two enemies right now. One enemy is the size of the pizza box and the space left. The other enemy is time.
Time.
What's our hard out today, Anthony? 22:30?
24:30.
24:30. We have 14 minutes left
I think
for those
okay
nubby little hands to try to get these pieces in the bottle.
God, it feels right now like somebody's jamming a needle into my nails of my thumb. Like, that's how much pain I'm in right now.
Peter, let's revisit how cocky he was that he was going to get the small pizza box in, too.
Oh, that is unbelievable. By the way,
terms?
You can see the box. I'm going to zoom in on my Instagram. There's the other pizza box sitting there in full. Can you imagine?
I thought it
was going to happen for not even a problem.
Would you say, Michael, this is a case of more hubris or unmitigated gall?
I think it's unmitigated hubris.
Wait, well, you've never seen this. We are at almost 1,300 viewers on Rosenberg Radio. On Instagram. This is amazing.
Every time I rip, I look down and it's like there's more cardboard to go.
I'll tell you what. I hate to say this, Peter. I hate to go here. I think his father played them all. I think he was throwing cardboard on the floor and the garbage when they weren't looking.
Maybe rolling it up in his palm mall and smoking it.
My father was a very honest man.
All right, we are
and
now.
Apparently, was very good at that.
We are over 1,300 viewers. I see right now the elite Alan Hahn has joined to
really?
Watch.
Alan Hahn. Dave LaGreca has to be invited to watch this. Where is he?
Yeah, where is Dave LaGreca? This is a moment to be proud. He would be able to testify. Actually,
all right, this could be the open on their show tomorrow.
This. Alan Hahn says, "Don't you dare call it Rosenberg." I look how full. Oh, it's coming out of the top. Hold on. He's going for a shove. Let's see if he gets enough space. Uh-oh. You know what?
That was resignation. I heard it.
No.
I heard a little resignation.
Mm. Come on. Call Michigan, Peter.
I just don't want to make the wrong call.
Right, you got to call it. Right? I'm going to keep ripping. You call it right now if you think I can do it. I'm not going to put any more in. I'm just going to rip what I have here. And you tell me before I put any more in whether you got to make a call right now. Remember, I got to put the cap on the top of the bottle. I'm continuing to rip the cardboard. This is a large pizza box purchased at Cafe Alfredo's in Somerset, New Jersey.
They're big fans of yours, right?
Yes, because they're open on Monday. Cafe Amici's is also very good, but they're closed on Monday.
We are over 1,500 on Instagram. Over 1,500 watching us live.
All right.
Why don't they turn on yes, too?
Yeah. How about... All right. I'm tearing, and I'm going to put this grouping in.
All right, after this grouping, I'll make a call.
He's going to make a call after this grouping. Oh, this is a lot here.
All right, Don is shoving the current group in. He's using. I can almost see. He's almost lost control of his fingers, Michael. He's almost got no control anymore.
I might not be able to drive to the garden after this.
No, he can't. This is it. Call it, Peter. Show some guts.
What do you think, Peter? Oh, look, there's more here. It's like
never
the endless
box.
Cardboard. Are you finding more? Where? Don't. Anthony's finding some like under the computer. All right. This is what we have. There it is. And just two little pieces here left. Call it, Peter. Come on. What are you going to say? Somebody have faith in me.
Is this too close? I think this is the problem with media in this country. Everyone wants a rating, so they call it. I have to say this is still too close to call because the fact is he continues to find a way to crush up the cardboard, Michael, and make it smaller. It doesn't make sense, but at the same time,
well, cardboard's got give, man.
The cardboard has give. And that's the thing, as we get over 1,700 people viewing this on Instagram Live, Michael, Johnny says he can do it.
Now, I want to know, are people rooting for me, or are they rooting for Michael to be right here?
Brian says this is better than any IG model story.
All right, we're getting close.
Now, someone said... Dom, put the cap on and bang the bottle. It'll settle it down. You can't do that. The bottle cap doesn't go on till the end.
No.
Now, Paul Monia on Twitter said pizza boxes used to be thinner cardboard than today's. I made thousands of them.
Interesting. Now, Don, remember, Don was so confident.
So what is he saying? That it's harder now than it was for my dad?
It's harder now, he's saying.
Well, then my father, you know what? I've accomplished a lot in my career, Peter. Called the Stanley Cup Final.
Yep.
Been in a number one show in the afternoon.
Sure you have. I remember it.
My father's looking down in heaven. This might be his proudest moment.
We're over 1,800, 1,830 live right now on my Instagram, Rosenberg Radio. Give me a follow. We're getting numbers up here.
All right, this is the second to last grouping, Michael. So you've called.
So Michael, are you still holding on to, you firmly believe he will not be able to do it?
I don't think he can do it. I mean, I'm looking at the bottle from here all the way in Tampa, and it's up to the brim.
What does the call? What does the control room say? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Do I have any believers in the station?
We are over 1,900 viewers on Instagram. Mike Brownshire believes it's going to happen. Brownshire, thumbs up. Brownshire believes it's a thumbs up. The whole control room. Joe Leo, Jacob, everybody in. Anthony's giving a thumbs up. I'm still not calling it. That is a lot of people on Don's side who think it's going to happen.
Michael, are you calling it?
Well, I'm not close enough to the situation, but I do feel somewhat vindicated. Everybody thought it was going to be a slam dunk. It's going to be easy.
No, I know, Michael. You know what?
It's going to be a nub, right down to the nub.
By the way, we are over 2,000 live on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
That's it, right? You're done.
No. I've got to put the cap on, okay?
Michael, you should go on my Instagram and look real quick. Yeah. I'm giving you a bird's eye view here.
I'm very happy with the yes feed.
Well, it's too far away.
All right, this is what's there, and this is what's left. Just a little. What state would you say that is? I don't know.
I don't think it's getting done. It can't happen.
We're over 2,100.
Michael's calling it. Peter, I need you to call it.
Well, you want me to only call it and say it's not happening?
All right. Well, all right. You're not calling it officially, but what does your gut say?
My gut is starting to say I think he gets it done somehow. He's down to like Delaware. I mean, but it could happen. As we go over,
tell me if he gets to Rhode Island.
2,200 on Instagram. This is the great. Even this completely trounces Michael when you ate the Whopper on IG Live years ago.
You're finally Rhode Island, Don.
All right.
He is ripping it down now to about the final batch of pieces, but his fingers barely work.
I can't even feel my fingers right now.
His fingers are red, Michael. His fingers look like he was out in the snow shoveling.
This is pizza cardboard.
Now, speaking of which, wouldn't it be ironic, Michael, of all the years we worried about Don's well-being, if he finally keels over from the cardboard?
And you know what? The other very underrated thing, there was remnants of pizza cheese on the box that had to be jammed in as well.
Oh my God. By the way, Michael, I'm thinking we're over 2,300 on Instagram Live, Rosenberg Radio. I'm starting to think, Michael, that if this is done and he completes it, we should sell this bottle for charity. A work of art that he signs.
Yeah, who would want this?
2,300 watching live right now.
We'll all sign it.
I'll tell you what, now I'm thinking he might have a chance. Yeah. Just a little bit left.
AC3BK says this is history. 64NYC says he's going to do it. Mikey Farrow says, I don't think he gets it.
I'm ripping up the final grouping.
He's ripping up the final grouping as we speak. But then, of course, once he gets it done, it's sort of like a casket match in WWE. You don't just have to get them in the casket. You have to close the casket. He will have to, Michael, screw on the Coca-Cola cap in order to count this. The final grouping has been ripped, and he is attempting to jam it in.
All right. This is group A. Wow, and this is the final one. Gather it up. Got to get every piece in. Here we go.
2,400, almost 2,500 people watching us around the world.
Zero problem, baby.
Oh.
Yeah!
Wow.
As he holds the trophy up to his father in the heavens.
I'm going to start ripping this one. No, I can't do it.
Don, congratulations. Look at that, Michael. Over 2,500 people celebrating with Don LaGreca as he has done it. A full pizza box into a 2-liter bottle. The great story, the son who follows in the steps of his father. A Jersey tale as great as The Sopranos has happened here on the K-Show. My God!
I never thought I'd find a way to honor my dad. Today is the day. We did it, Dad!
Wow.
Can you believe it? Wow.
No.
To the 2,500.
There's not much. Well, take a look. There might be some more room.
To the 2,500 who followed along on Instagram Live, Don, thanks you. It's the great, it's the realer here. So many greats. Give me a follow while you're there. Oh, and now we're going to have it signed. The Sharpie is here. Do you have a black Sharpie? You want to go blue? You think it's the right way to go? One. All right, we're going to go with the blue Sharpie signing. Here it is official. This is going to make a beautiful item for people, Michael. You know how much money this could raise, Michael?
$3.
Whoa.
I'm sensing jealousy.
No, amazing. Not at all. I don't like being wrong, but I'm not wrong by a lot.
Let me see how it's going to look here.
Here he goes.
Also, I wonder, I mean, I don't want to call foul on this, but I wonder if he hid some of the box under the table.
Take a look. We can open it back up.
It's one of my proudest moments on this show ever.
I'm not seeing anything underneath.
I signed it. We did it. Don LaGreca.
This is going to be an item. This is like a work of art. Congratulations, Don. All right, everyone, go turn on your radio. Don did? That's right.
Wow. My fingers are... You see how red they are?
Yeah, that was the part that worried me.
Oh, man. I can't believe it took 3 hours and 20 minutes.
But he did it.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, guys. Marcus Stroman spoke today. Your new New York Yankee. Here's what Marcus had to say about coming back home to the New York area.
This was a situation I didn't think I'd be in at all. You know what I mean? But it's a situation that has excited me more than anybody knows. You know, when Cashman calls and says he wants you to play for the Yankees, that's like, it gives you chills. When Aaron Judge calls you and tells you he wants you to play for the Yankees, it gives you chills. You know, when everyone reaches out and tells you that they want you to be a part of this organization, you know what I mean? That puts me, I'm getting chills right now. Like, I can't wait to go out there. It's hard for me to put into words, but I know I'm probably going to be slated third in the rotation, and that would line me up for the home opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. So I just love moments like that, and I feel like I'm the one to be in big moments like that, and I can't wait to feel the energy of the crowd.
Yeah, one thing about him, he's not going to scare.
No, and he's going to do, and he's going to be the guy who knows exactly when he's on the schedule.
I think they all know when they're going to pitch.
No, but I mean, but it was very Stroman, I believe, that he already like checked it out and be like, oh, Blue Jays. No, but let's get after it.
But I would do that, wouldn't you, Michael? Like, yeah, all right, when am I going to line up? And
his first home start, there'll be 50,000 people there.
Yeah, the home opener is no joke.
I guess that's a good point too. How many would there be if you happen to be playing the second game, but was still a day game?
30, 35, maybe. Yankees always draw well, but you know, you get a sellout on opening day.
Let's hear a little bit more. This is from Garrett Cole on whether or not winning another Cy Young is a goal.
It's obviously a really special honor, and I'm very thankful to be able to represent the Yankees and my teammates this year and receiving that award. You know, with that said, it's not on the goal list. It wasn't on the goal list any year. And so, you know, that list and that process has produced a pretty good result, so I'll probably stick with that. And with that said, you know, go out there and prepare to win a world championship. I mean, that's really at the top of the list for sure. So, looking forward to having the opportunity to repeat some of that success from last year and build on it. But you know, with the main focus being bringing a championship back to New York,
two in a row, calling it.
Oh wow! You look at you, you rebel, you.
Two in a row. The best pitcher in baseball.
You know what?
It's a good pick. I haven't done the homework yet, but I don't think it's a bad pick.
You know what though, guys?
What's that?
Tiger Watch.
So Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
You just not love Tiger. Sniff him dead.
There you have it. Tiger Woods back in action at the Genesis Invitational. It may or may not shock you to know that it was an up and down sort of day for Tiger. He ends up one over for the first round in the tournament, which puts him in not a horrible position, not a great, the leader. Patrick Cantlay is at 7 under, in case you're wondering. Tiger got going with a few birdies early, but then fell off the pace. That'll do it for ENN. It's brought to you by our friends at Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during the President's Day sales event. Go read the whole thing.
Gary Bettman, NHL commissioner tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations to Don. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.